Today, I want to talk a bit about the recent anti-Trump No Kings movement raging across America and what I believe is going to accomplish. Now, first off, if you're someone that self-identifies as being on the right, I want you to know I'm not on the left. So hold off on getting that lynching rope to hang me high. You see, I'm a realist. I believe that good ideas are good ideas, and I don't care where they come from. I don't identify with either party, so I hope you'll stick around and hear me out. Now, I believe it's a fairly reasonable assumption that the vast majority of people involved in the anti-Trump No Kings demonstrations are either left-wing or lean to the left. So, if you are one of those left-leaning persons, I would ask you to ask yourself if you approve of or have actually participated in those rallies that have been taking place all over the United States. What do you realistically expect to happen? What is it you actually expect to see change? Well, my well-intentioned friends, other than a huge amount of media attention, I can tell you exactly what kind of changes to expect as a consequence of your vacuous efforts. None. As I've said many, many times before, you are dealing with a corporate oligarchy, which now basically owns the government. So go ahead. You can keep gathering en masse, carrying your signs and chanting your slogans, but at the end of the day, you are expected by men with clubs to pack up and disperse. You will go home and go back to being complacent wage slaves and consumers. And if you don't do that, no problem. The men with clubs, aka the police, or other authorities, will send you a friendly reminder by pepper spraying, tear gassing, and or busting your fucking non-compliant heads. So I feel the more important question to ask is this. After at least 40 years of experiencing this, what part of authoritarian oppression, what part of shut the fuck up, go home, and go to work, do you apparently still not understand? I'll say this yet again. Tyranny only respects power. And right now, it seems that many still continue to refuse to understand or accept that carrying signs, singing songs, and banging on fucking bongos isn't going to accomplish anything, man. And if I may take just a moment, if you're enjoying this, please consider subscribing and hitting the notification bell so I'll know what interests you, and you'll be helping my little channel to grow. Thank you very much. Now, back to the episode. Now, I don't know if you understood that reality or not, but ask yourself this question. And this question takes a bit of courage because you have to think what may be, well, unthinkable. What if there was a huge protest somewhere? Say, you know, something like a No Kings protest. And instead of the police showing up and doing the same old stormtrooper, clubs in hand intimidation game ritual, the National Guard came. It wouldn't be a local National Guard for what should be obvious reasons, and simply took machine guns and killed every single protester quickly and efficiently. There would be no shields, no beating with batons, no pepper sprayings, no arrest, just the National Guard or military fully intending to make a very clear and definitive statement to any and all future protesters all across America. What would you think? What would you do? Go ahead and pause this for however long you need to think about it, because what I'm about to tell you may shock you. Now, I want to make this very clear. I don't want that to happen. But the day that does happen is going to come. You can count on it. As a matter of fact, it's unavoidable. And it will happen for the same reason it has always happened in recorded human history. For several different social and economic factors that I don't have the time to go into in this episode. So, you know, maybe you can hit me up about doing that in a future episode. But it's going to happen, as sure as the nose on your face. Now, as far as when it will happen, I don't know for certain. But based on what I do know, I don't believe that 3 to 6 years is out of the question. So I'll ask you again, what if what I just stated happened in only 1 or 2 years? What would you do? And while you're thinking about that, let me put this in some perspective. Approximately 80 years ago, America became front and center in a conflict that had never occurred before in human history, World War II. My admittedly very short and very oversimplified conclusion concerning World War II was that America, once it had a year or two to really get wartime materials production going, absolutely kicked ass, with very significant contributions along with America's allies defeating the Nazis and dropping 2 atomic bombs on Japan, resulting in Japan's complete and total surrender. I mentioned all this in connection with the previous question of what you would do, because there is something they have in common, even though America's current situation is separated by 80 years. Who in the hell would come to save America? If America became an absolute authoritarian dictatorship, such as Stalin's Russia, Mao's China, or even as unbelievable as this may seem, Hitler's Germany. So in lieu of everything I just said, think about that for a moment. Who the hell would come to liberate us? As in you and I, in the good old US of A of today. Now, I don't know if this makes you laugh because what I'm saying sounds so preposterous, but just consider this. Hitler wrote his now famous manifesto, Mein Kampf, while at Lundsberg Prison in 1924, the second edition published in 1925. And at the time, the vast majority of Germans laughed at it. A few years later, they weren't laughing. What I have witnessed in this country, the slow yet inevitable and methodical conversion, is a country that at least used to have an honest ability to refer to itself as a democracy. But all that changed in 1980, and Americans have rapidly become stripped of their liberties ever since. Americans' individual liberties, in the last 20 years in particular, have segued into a corporate-controlled authoritarian police state, ICE, and the several American citizen murders it committed just recently being a perfect example of that, with no punishment to those ICE agents whatsoever. What I can tell you, as sure as I'm sitting here writing these words right now, with absolute certainty, is it's only going to get worse. So if you want to know more, reach out to me or pass this episode on to a friend. I'll finish this up with what I feel is the bottom line. This situation isn't going to be solved by carrying signs, singing songs, giving speeches, or banging on fucking bongos. Or perhaps better stated by Walter Sobchak from The Big Lebowski, quote, "Yeah, pacifism's interesting, dude, but it'll get you fucking killed." Until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today.